This is Jamie Spence Freeman, Dyersburg FFA alumni and University of Tennessee at Martin collegiate FFA member. I am here with Delaney Ahrens, who just won the 2013 National AgriScience Research Proficiency with Integrated Systems Concentration. Delaney, how are you?
I'm doing good. Really surprised that I won, actually.
So just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 19. I'm a freshman in college. I actually won this award as a senior in high school, and I've been working on my SAE for around 4 years now.
Okay, and your SAE and your proficiency, what are they, what do they entail, and what did you have to do to get this award?
Well, to get the award, I had to fill out an application based on my work for the last 4 years. The main focus of my application was I completed 4 research projects. The first being I worked at the Food and Safety Lab in Tallahassee, and I tested filth levels in relation to the FDA. And my research actually established an official FDA warrant on an organic bread company for breaking the FDA policy. My second year, I was really into culinary arts, and Florida's big on end-of-the-year industry certifications. And we were doing cross-contamination, and that was a big problem with the green reusable bags. And I was testing which way would have the less bacteria, and which way would also be the most green. My third year, I was able to actually work in another lab. It was a local pharmaceutical company, and I found an efficient way to reprocess styrofoam that's totally green and efficient. By using a raw orange oil product called limonene, you mix them together, distill it back out. Because of the interaction doesn't mess up any of the particles involved, you can repellet the styrofoam again and reuse the limonene again to recycle the next styrofoam, keeping styrofoam out of landfills. And it's much more cost efficient because the only thing you're wasting is time and energy. This past year, I was reading an article about how in China they were giving out probiotics to children with health problems, and they found that it was curing common cold symptoms. So I was trying to integrate this into Western medicine, and essentially what I did is I coupled it with phenylephrine hydrochloride, which is a nasal decongestant used very ubiquitously in cold medicine. And what I found was, through testing, that my cold medicine decreased cold symptoms by 70% and increased the time the phenylephrine worked in the body by 10%. So per gold standards in over-the-counter medicine. So if you were to take my tablet, you would feel better quicker and the medicine would last longer, so you wouldn't have to take it as often.
Hearing you talk, it seems that you're very interested in FDA regulations and research. I know you said you were going to college. Where are you going to college at and what are you studying?
I'm going to college in Miami. I'm studying chemistry with minors in biology and physics.
And what do you want to do with that whenever you graduate?
I plan to go on to get my master's degree, probably something concentrated in medicinal chemistry, pharmacology. I want to work in a research lab or maybe something with FDA regulations, testing, and do medicinal chemistry kind of thing.
Okay, and how do you feel about winning a national proficiency? I mean, it's a huge honor.
It's a really amazing thing to do because not only was I able to learn, like, discuss my research, but I also got to meet the other finalists. And I had some pretty tough competition. They had just as much interesting projects that I did. And it's just kind of shocking that I actually won because they were just as amazing, if not more than me.
And now, do you have anybody that you want to thank for helping you along in this proficiency?
I would like to thank Mr. David Ambrose, the Food and Safety Lab. I'd like to thank the sponsors of this award, the National FFA Foundation. I'd like to thank my parents and my advisor, who also is my dad, so I kind of had a little push there.
Okay. Well, Delaney, thank you so much for meeting with me today, and this is Jamie Freeman for FFA Today.